You're listening to SBS News.
Nigerian woman Zoe Adams from Melbourne originally wanted to be an obstetrician, but did not make it into medical school. She eventually became a nanny and is completing her doula training to better support women during pregnancy and afterwards.
You know what, this works, it works with my nannying. I've now started studying psychology and I hope to be a postnatal and antenatal psychologist. So I'm just like, you know, this all kind of works together really well. And it's something that I feel I could work with really naturally.
She hopes to open a birthing suite in the future because she feels there is a gap in the system and a need to empower women after birth. Miss Adams is concerned when women are experiencing this particularly vulnerable time, they are lacking in extra care and guidance.
We kind of act like it's all multicultural and everything is just accepted, and it's really not. There's a lot of gaps and there's a lot of discrimination. There's a lot of internalized racism that we're not addressing, and just having that advocate is just, it goes a long way.
The word doula comes from the Greek meaning experienced woman. Doulas are not clinically trained to diagnose medical conditions, but can provide emotional help while encouraging self-confidence in parents. Tanya Rahman is of Indonesian background and has worked as a doula with interpreters to have discussions with clients who speak languages other than English. She says each parent is individual and they may follow some cultural customs more closely than others.
So I offer childbirth education as well as sort of emotional support. I kind of help the pregnant women and pregnant people figure out a way to plan for their births and also provide them with tools so that they can sort of work on, just kind of preparing mentally as well as physically for the journey ahead.
She wants women to be aware of their choices and rights. Ms. Rahman says many of her private clients are also Australian, but not everyone is aware of what a doula does and how they fit into the pregnancy picture.
I wouldn't necessarily say that it replaces the role of community, and particularly like close friends and family in a woman's labour and birth. But it sort of enhances the experience, I suppose, to have that extra person who can solely focus on the birthing person.
But doulas can be costly, and families facing socioeconomic disadvantage may not be able to afford one. Ruth Dernley is the chief executive of Birth for Humankind, an organisation offering free early parental support, including doulas, for those facing hardship. She says it is important for families to have consistent service access during the birthing process.
Doulas provide that continuity of care that our public health system just doesn't allow most people to experience, especially if they're experiencing extreme forms of social hardship or financial hardship that means that they can't pay for additional care, or they have complexity of care needs. For example, they speak additional languages, so they need more time for appointments.
World Doula Week runs until March 28. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.